The News Show is only made possible by kind donations from our listeners like you. If you would like to support The News Show and the British Tech Network, please go to britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions today. Hey, news listeners, it is Friday, and welcome to your Friday installment of The News Show. Hey, this will be the last time we get to say this in 2019. It is Friday the 13th in December 2019. We got the best technology news that's been happening, and it's coming your way right now, like it always does, in about 5 minutes. Well, here's something nice to see coming from Google, particularly if you're a Chrome user. Those phishing scams, they're all over the place. Well, apparently now Chrome will alert you to those phishing scams, and they're going to do it in real time. Yes, this all comes about with the rollout of Chrome 79, launching, of course, with their new feature focused on secure browsing. So how's Google doing this? Well, apparently they maintain a blacklist of predatory sites. That's all part of that safe browsing service that even Firefox has. But now with the newest version of Chrome, you're going to get real-time phishing alerts for unsafe sites. Say when you visit a website, Chrome will actually check it against a list stored on your computer. And that list will contain thousands of popular sites that are known to be safe versus the ones that aren't safe. Now, if you happen to visit a dangerous site, there'll be some pop-ups that'll come your way, particularly one that says your password may be compromised. Chrome can help you protect your Google account and change your password. However, though, don't expect 100% protection. No, only expect about 30%, actually. That's what Google's claiming about a 30% increase in protection by warning users about malicious sites, particularly the brand new ones. Well, Twitter has finally moved into the modern age. You know those iOS live photos you could never post up to Twitter even though you really wanted to? Well, finally they thought, yeah, duh, that's a good idea. Maybe we should allow that. And by allowing that, I mean Twitter will basically change it into a GIF file. Of course, you're only going to be able to use this in the Twitter app, meaning third-party apps, nope, no go here. Basically, when you draft a tweet, you'll select a photo from your camera roll, then you'll have to tap the GIF button in the lower left corner of the photo. That'll be seen there in your Tweet Compose window. Then when you get everything together, that photo will be basically a GIF. As for a lot of users out there, like myself, that actually use third-party apps, say like Tweetbot, according to Twitter, the feature, yeah, I don't think is ever going to be coming to them. Finally, boy, I tell you what, streaming is all the rage nowadays, isn't it? You got Netflix out there. You got Hulu for our U.S. listeners. You've got freaking Disney Plus. You've got the Pirate Bay. What? Yeah, you heard that right. The Pirate Bay. Looks like they're testing streaming again. I didn't even know they were doing it the first time, but apparently they are. Oh, yes, the Pirate Bay. If you thought it was dead, no, it seems like you can't kill this thing. And for a while, the streaming site apparently was dead. It started in 2016, and nobody paid attention. Fast forward 3 years later, where everybody's streaming? Well, it's back on schedule. How does this happen? Well, apparently via a thing called Torrance Time. Although they're kind of saying it's not really associated with the Pirate Bay. I don't get how this crap works. Yeah, I'm seeing loophole here. How about you? But at the same time, what does the Pirate Bay have to fear? I mean, when you go over there, right, you're just looking for freeware and non-copyrighted content, right? If you've got a story and no one else is listening to you, well, we will. Send it to us at britishtechnews@gmail.com. Take a look at our website. Get subscribed to our podcast over there. You can download them, listen to them, check out our blog. There's so much techie goodness going on over there at britishtechnetwork.com with our hosting provided by those lovely folks over there at TSO Host. They do a fantastic job of keeping the BTN network up. I'm sure they'll do the same for your website, so check them out today at tsohost.com. You can give us a like over there on Facebook as well at British Tech Network, or follow us on Twitter at British Tech, and come join our BTN community at our Slack room, where there's so much fun and tech goodness going down. What are you waiting for? Join us today at britishtech.slack.com. The News Show headed into the weekend, but we will be back on Monday getting you caught up with the best technology news that does happen over the weekend. But until then, have yourself a fantastic Friday the 13th. Sorry, I couldn't resist it. Have a great weekend ahead, too, and thank you so much, as always, for listening. We'll be right back.